At the bottom of my bowl were all three mushrooms, now puffed up, their color restored, red with white spots. No, Six, it wasn't a mistake. You'll make better use of the mushrooms than I will. I grew so sleepy I could barely stay upright in my chair. I begged to be able to do dishes in the morning. Grandma relented and kissed me goodnight. Her hair smelled like the sagebrush smudge sticks she burned in her room. I lit my great-grandpa's old railroad lantern atop my dresser, drawing comfort from its warm glow. I felt strange, as though not all of me were in my body. The sheets were freezing, even through my long johns and flannel shirt. At last I stopped shivering and drifted off to sleep. A noise startled me. I could not tell whether I were awake or dreaming. Every flicker of the lantern flame sent strange creatures scurrying across the walls and ceiling, chasing their tails in playful romps. Everything seemed alive, every crack in the wall, a coursing river, or a throbbing vein. I stood at the foot of my bed, though I didn't recall crawling out from under the warm quilt and blanket. The walls of my room grew thin, translucent, revealing the full moon and the reaching shadows of the aspen trees on the glistening snow outside. I was sure I was not dreaming. I felt cold air brush against my face and tousle my hair. My feet turned ice cold. Little by little, the walls and ceiling dissolved completely. I found myself standing in the backyard, barefoot in the snow, looking up at the moon and its halo of thin, icy rainbows. A chorus of coyotes echoed in the crystal air. I answered them. At last the frozen snow registered pain on my naked feet. I stepped across the yard to the back door. It felt like walking on sharp gravel. The door was locked. I didn't think I'd make it around the house to the front door, which was likely also locked, Grandma's custom whenever my father was not at home. I stepped to the other end of the yard, my feet now numb. I rapped hard on Grandma's window. The shade flapped up, making a noise like startled crows in the barn loft. Grandma tugged at the sash, and the window flew up. "What are you doing out there, child? Get in here." I boosted myself up to the sill and crawled through the window, tumbling onto the floor. Grandma helped me to my feet. "The door was locked," I explained. "Then how'd you get outside?" "I don't know, Grandma." "Let's get you into bed." She brought an extra quilt from her room and folded it double over my legs. I still shivered, and the numbness in my feet turned to prickling pain. I was getting warm and comfortable when she returned to my room and raised the quilt over my feet. She'd brought two adobe bricks heated on the stove and wrapped in newspaper and placed them between my feet. She replaced the quilt and came to kiss me goodnight, calling me her amado nieto, her beloved grandson. She did not speak Spanish very often, so I knew it was special. "We'll talk more of your adventure in the morning, my child. You have greater gifts than anyone in our family that I know of. Maybe it's time to have a talk with your Uncle Nicholas." Grandma turned down the old railroad lantern and left my room. I fell right to sleep.